I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. A national consumer group says Ben & Jerry's uses deceptive labeling and marketing to mislead the public about its commitment to a clean environment and humane farming practices. VPR's John Dillon reports.
A lawsuit filed by the Organic Consumers Association claims that Ben & Jerry's cultivates an image that its products are made in an environmentally friendly way, but it says the reality is far different. It says traces of the herbicide glyphosate have been found in some of its ice cream products. And the suit alleges that farms that supply it with milk are polluting Lake Champlain and Lake Carmi in Franklin County. Michael Colby is a Vermont activist who worked with the consumer group on the case.
Ben & Jerry's needs to step up and do the right thing and transition away from these dangerous and threatening industrial farming practices and lead Vermont back to where it should be, which is a green state that practices what it preaches and takes care of our land, labor, and our livestock.
A Ben & Jerry's spokeswoman says the company does not comment on lawsuits. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
Unionized nurses and administrators at Vermont's largest medical center are meeting again at this hour in hopes of averting a two-day strike scheduled to start at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Hospital administrators have brought in travel nurses to take over in the case of a strike, and they've rescheduled some elective procedures. A judge's decision to allow a class action lawsuit over PFOA contamination in New York is encouraging to lawyers representing people in Bennington. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
A New York judge last week said residents from Petersburg, New York, could sue Taconic Plastics over the company's alleged contamination of the town's drinking water. Jamie Whitlock is an attorney representing the Bennington residents with PFOA contamination, who are also asking for class status in their lawsuit against the company Saint-Gobain.
The plaintiffs in the New York case, they defined their class the same way that we did in Vermont. So that is something that, you know, bolsters our thinking that we defined our class the right way.
Whitlock says that while a ruling from another state won't directly impact what happens in a Vermont court, his firm will reference the New York decision in its filings. Whitlock hopes to get a decision from Vermont District Court Judge Jeffrey Crawford on their class status early in 2019, with a trial opening sometime next summer. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.
Residents of Barrie will hold a vigil tonight for a state employee who was killed by her former boyfriend. The vigil for 29-year-old Courtney Gaborio at Barrie City Hall Park begins at 7. The Eye on the Sky forecast tonight, mostly clear, some patchy fog, lows in the 50s, some upper 40s possible. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.